USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A shooting at Michigan State University has shaken the East Lansing community.
Michigan's governor is speaking out after an armed gunman was able to walk into Berkey Hall unopposed at Michigan State University and open fire. Gretchen Whitmer.
And looking back at a year marked by shootings at grocery stores, parades, and so many other ordinary, everyday situations, we cannot keep living like this.
Monday evening shooting left three students dead and five others critically wounded. I'm Lance Pry.
A note in the pocket of the Michigan State shooter contained threats against two New Jersey public schools. Police say the suspect had ties to the Ewing Township area, and district officials closed all local schools there as a precaution. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she won't run for re-election next year. She was elected to the Senate in 1992 and is the longest-serving female senator ever. There had been mounting pressure on her to make a decision, as other Democrats had already announced a bid for her seat, including Congressman Adam Schiff. Feinstein will finish her current term. The Senate received a classified briefing into the high-altitude objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron last week, and it's raising more questions for some. Senator Marco Rubio.
I don't dispute that these things should have been brought down. My question really is how. The most important question we have to answer now is, what are these things? Who sent them here? And what are they doing here?
Senator Mark Warner, also speaking after the briefing, said it's still too early for many of those questions to be answered.
The last three objects, there has not been, the materials have not been collected yet, and a lot of the analysis will depend upon that collection.
The recovery efforts are underway. The First Lady marking Valentine's Day with a special display on the north lawn of the White House, along with illustrated versions of the Biden's pets. A message reads, "Reach out with open hearts and helping hands this Valentine's Day." This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The inquiry includes requests for former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and other top health officials to testify. The House Oversight Committee also looking into how tax dollars were spent on the pandemic. A rare Harley sells for a lot.
A rare 1908 Harley-Davidson motorcycle is now the most expensive bike ever sold at auction. Mercom Auction in Las Vegas took to Facebook to share that the strapped tank motorcycle sold for $935,000 on January 28th. The record-breaking bike had been restored, but is believed to be the only one of a dozen or so left in the world. I'm Julio Flores.
Power companies are urging you to just let love be in the air this Valentine's Day and not shiny metallic balloons. They say with those balloons come power outages and property damage. If one of the balloons happens to get loose, it can hit power lines and cause widespread outages. Think that sounds a little far-fetched? Last year, metallic balloons caused more than 414 outages just in California. The winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history being revealed in California today. Edwin Castro purchased that $2 billion-plus winning ticket, but he was a no-show at today's California Lottery announcement. Castro bought the winning ticket in November in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. Bruce Springsteen adding 18 new cities to his 2023 tour. Some of the new stops include Chicago, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.